So we're going to do a little exploration of body and emotion a little bit. So we're not going to sit quite yet. So I'm going to invite you to explore I'm going to have you kind of bring your head down, bring your arms in, kind of hugging yourself, and kind of almost make a ballish shape. And as you're here, notice what maybe feelings or emotions or moods come to mind as you're in this position. And then releasing from that and coming back up. What was the sense that you got from that? What was that like?
It was like a bow.
Like a bow, okay.
Humbling yourself.
Humbling yourself, good. What else?
Hiding, closed in and sad.
Pardon me, hiding?
Hiding, enclosed.
Enclosed.
And sad.
And sad,
yeah.
Good. What else?
Comfort.
Comfort, mm-hmm.
Sleepy.
Recharge?
Recharge? Yeah. You have a sense of feeling protected? Okay. So now, I want you to sit as upright and as straight as possible, almost to the point of rigidity, opening the chest as much as you can. And then allowing yourself to notice what arises in this position. And then relax and open your eyes. What did you notice in this position?
Stronger.
Strong, strength, yeah. What else?
More awake.
More awake, yeah.
Confident.
Confident, yeah.
Energy.
Happiness. Happiness.
Humor.
And what?
Humor.
Humor.
At the whole thing's like, oh yeah.
Anything else? Okay, here's another one. So I'll invite you to close your eyes first so that you won't feel uncomfortable. Nobody's looking at you, right? I want you to kind of screw up your face really tight, like scrunch it, and then tighten your fists really hard. Hold that for a minute, and notice what that feels like, what comes up, and then relax and release, open your eyes. What was that like? What came to you? Pardon me?
Kind of hold on to anger.
Anger, yeah.
Tense.
Tense.
Being in a dark tunnel, with my eyes closed like that, I can see things like flashing lights, like light, almost like a mirage kind of thing.
Flashing lights.
Mm-hmm. Charging.
Charging? Mm-hmm. one more. Close your eyes again. Okay. Give me the biggest smile that you can. And put your hands in the air. Notice what comes up for you. And then release that. Open your eyes. And what came up for you?
Dad picked me up.
Dad picked you up? Yeah? All right. Cool.
Silly.
Silly.
Proud.
Proud.
Arrogant.
Arrogant.
Happy.
Happy. So notice that in this particular exercise, the posture that our body holds can affect our mood, and vice versa. So we can notice what our posture is. Maybe sometimes when we're feeling low of energy. Wow, different, right? Or maybe we're feeling a little glum. We can put a big smile on our face and around like that, right? Notice that sometimes, you know, we walk around like this and we kind of cave in. And we kind of feel, oh, right? Notice how that caving in just like lets the energy just drain right out of your body. So just standing a little taller suddenly brings energy back. So when I teach this to kids, I tell them that this is like changing channels on the TV. And it's helpful to know what channel you're on. What show are you watching right now? Are you on the, you know, soap opera channel? Are you on the happy channel? Are you on the anger channel? Are you on the confident channel or the poor me channel? We can know. We can recognize how that feels in the body. And sometimes we can actually notice and then change the channel. Okay. And some of you may go, well, that's not that easy, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not. But sometimes just the noticing that we're on that station gives us the ability to see, oh, like a TV show, there's an option here. Kind of like having the remote. And sometimes we can even notice, oh, that's a great show, but it's a tearjerker. But I'm going to watch it anyway because I really like to feel that. Right? Sometimes we actually indulge in a particular mood, in a particular emotion, in a particular story. But we don't realize that we've actually made the decision to stay on that channel, right? Because we haven't noticed that we're there. So mindfulness is about noticing, oh, I'm on that channel. And that channel is really depressing. Maybe I need to change channels, right? Maybe I can just step back enough to notice that there's actually a remote control in my hand, right? Because a lot of times we don't. We just blend into the TV, we're merged, and you know, we think we're there. So some of mindfulness is about stepping back, stepping out of the story and seeing it. And the body is useful because the body gives us a lot of information. We can, for example, notice our breath. Whether it's tight and tense, or whether it's relaxed and shallow, or relaxed and smooth. It gives us a lot of information. when you imagine or you can relate to when you're really fearful or frightened, a lot of times we breathe very rapidly or we hold our breath. Right? You know, and we contract. The body literally contracts in to protect ourselves. So becoming familiar with the body allows us to know what's happening, because sometimes we're lost in the story. So the body's telling us, giving us information if we look. So mindfulness of the body is about really paying attention to what's happening here.
Are we going to share one story? I taught English as a second language in a computer lab on the south side of Modesto, and most of my students were from different countries, mostly Mexico. And I could walk up to them and see them at the computer that they were just freaked. They wanted the English, they wanted the computers, but it was too much, and they were overloaded, and they didn't know what to do. So I said, I'll explain it to you, but first of all, I want to ask you a question. Who's the boss here? You or the computer? And most of the time, they'd not come with an order. And I'd say, no. But you're the boss, and you can turn that thing off with a couple of deep breaths, and when you come, I'll help you. And they, oh! They never know they had that choice.
But see, we don't know that we have a choice when we're caught.
Yes.
And in this particular case, you were the outsider.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, this is for our own benefit. We have to be mindful mm-hmm. and not be caught. Because we don't have that other person coming up and saying, hey, did you notice that you're caught? So mindfulness is the key, because we don't have the benefit of having someone with us all the time to remind us what's happening. Mm-hmm. I wanted to read a little bit more in here. So this is a little bit more about mindfulness of the body. This is from the Satipatthana Sutta. Again, monks, when going forward and returning, one acts clearly knowing. When looking ahead and looking away, one acts clearly knowing. When wearing one's robes and carrying an outer robe and bowl, one acts clearly knowing. When eating, drinking, consuming food, and tasting, one acts clearly knowing. When defecating and urinating, one acts clearly knowing. When walking, standing, sitting, falling asleep, waking up, talking and keeping silent, one acts clearly knowing. So one of the ways that we can use the body when we're caught in story or in emotion is we use the body to keep the mind from embellishing, exaggerating, continuing the storyline. One of the examples that I like to use is that if you have a piece of paper and you light it on fire, it will burn until the paper runs out. But if we keep adding paper to the fire is going to keep burning. So emotions and difficult thoughts or this repetitive thinking or ruminating or worrying all of those things are kept alive because we allow the mind to continue thinking and acting on those thoughts. So it's as if we're adding paper and we're keeping the fire going. So when we're caught, if we step out of the mind and back into the body and we just pay attention to sensation, the story can let itself burn out. We don't have to interact with the story. All we need to do is notice what's happening in the body. So, I'll invite you to close your eyes. And we're going to do some meditation, and I'm going to do a little bit of guided. And then you'll be on your own. So take a moment and settle into the body. Notice the contact of the body with the cushion or the chair. And take a moment to notice it's after lunch. You probably have full bellies. Notice the energetic quality in the body and in the mind. And if it feels a little sluggish, you might sit up a little straighter. Or maybe take a little bit deeper in-breaths for a little while. Or you can alternatively stand. So you have different choices to make. And so as you settle into the body, notice the breath. Notice how it is right now. Not needing to change it. Just noticing the quality. Long or short, deep or shallow, rough or smooth. And so we're going to do a small experiment. And I'm not going to ask you to take the hardest thing, but something just moderate to mild. Recall a situation in which you were frustrated or irritated. And allow yourself to recall that memory. Really feel that as best you can, feeling the frustration or the irritation. Remembering the story. Let it be felt in the body. And when it feels fairly real to you, I want you to go into the body and notice where that's being held. Where do you notice that frustration or irritation? You might notice that the heart's beating faster, maybe you're breathing a little more rapidly. There might be tension in the shoulders, or in the head, in the hands. wherever it's easiest to notice, place your attention there, and then begin to notice the sensations. Letting go of the story, just notice the physical sensations in the body. Maybe noticing the tension. The sensation as best you can, noticing the nuances, vibration, trembling, tightness. Keep noticing the sensations. Letting go of the story. Staying with the physical body sensations. Clearly knowing. This is the sensation in the body. And then begin to notice if that's changed from when we first started. Notice if there was tension, if it's still less tense. Or if the breath was short, notice if it's just as short or if it's a little longer. Notice if there was a sense of heat, whether that's the same. Staying with the sensation. If at some point the sensations die down, and return to the breath. Remembering to let go of whatever story is there. Just staying with physical sensations in the body. Noticing the contact with the chair or the cushion, the hands in your lap. Staying connected to the body. if the mind becomes dull or heavy, you can open your eyes or stand up. Notice the posture of the body. What channel are you on? Stay connected to the breath or the body. Notice the felt sense of the mind. Is it light? Is it heavy? Is it dense or spacious? If the mind is dull, you can add light, opening the eyes. Noticing stories that come into the mind. Come back to the felt sense of the body. Notice if the mind is disconnected from the body. Come back into contact. Feeling the feet against the floor. The hands touching the body. Sensation of breath. The hearing of sound. Notice if there's resistance to what's happening. Investigate the resistance. What does that feel like? Thank you. remembering to be mindful of transitions. Notice the body as you begin to move.